This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by relationship expert Dr. Maureen Hosier.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, for those of you wondering why my name and voice sound familiar, well, that's because for over two decades, I owned the largest law firm of its kind in the country, and I did a lot of commentary on Fox and CNN and even the Today Show. Yep, that's the same Today Show that fired Matt Lauer, NBC's favorite anchor, for sexual harassment. All right, as many of you know, the rocket man in North Korea, he was at it again last week when he tested his 23rd missile launch since our president took office. Yep, that crazy dictator in North Korea launched his 23rd missile in only the past 11 months, which means, in my opinion, we have zero chance of any real diplomacy with North Korea, which is why I respectfully disagree with our country's Secretary of State, Mr. Rex Tillerson. I mean, how can you, Mr. Tillerson, actually believe that we have any chance whatsoever of resolving our nuclear differences with North Korea in a diplomatic manner when Kim Jong-un is totally and completely insane, which is evidenced by the 23rd missile that went higher and longer than any previous missile launched? Because based on everything I've read, can somebody please tell me how diplomacy with North Korea is possible when their ruthless leader is a mere weeks, if not months, away from having an intercontinental ballistic missile that is capable of striking our great country with a nuclear warhead attached? Now, based on his latest test, we know the missile can reach America, but what we still don't know is if it can reach us with a nuclear warhead attached. But what are we waiting for? Like, are we just going to sit around here and see if he can reach us with a nuclear warhead? Because if that happens, World War III is coming, and here's why. You see, our so-called allies over there in China and Russia, they're doing absolutely nothing to stop North Korea's rocket man from ultimately nuking you, me, South Korea, Japan, and any other country for that matter. So unless China or Russia gets involved immediately, World War III is absolutely not a movie that you and I are going to see at a movie theater, because there's not going to be any more movie theaters left in America. In fact, there is not going to be an America anymore, which includes the idiots in Congress. That's why I cannot understand why you, Russia, aren't helping us. I mean, are you, Putin, really that stupid? Or are you in no hurry to deal with us and help us with our North Korea serious problem? Because you, Russia, you've got a long love affair with North Korea, which is evidenced by all of the money you gave them in the 80s and 90s. Or maybe you, Mr. Putin, you're mad at us for the sanctions that are forthcoming against you for meddling with the 2016 election. Now, speaking of implementing those sanctions, you know, against Russia for meddling with our election, do you realize that President Trump's administration missed its deadline to implement sanctions against Russia? In fact, what I got to tell you is this bill was overwhelmingly approved by Congress 97-2, which, let's face it, it's a miracle, because Congress, you can't agree on anything, which is pathetic. Now, remember, these sanctions and this bill was a direct punishment for what Russia did in our election. So I know that our president is sensitive about this issue. But the bottom line is, we need your help, Russia. Now, as for China, I honestly thought that President Trump and his counterpart over there in China, I thought they had an excellent dialogue and bromance when President Trump was in China. In fact, I thought the number one priority for President Trump while he was in China was to get immediate help from the Chinese. But the thing is, the more that I think about China actually helping us with North Korea, The more I think about the Sacramento Kings winning a championship in my lifetime, which I'm sorry, it's never going to happen. So why should any of us think that the Chinese were willing to help us when that crazy man in North Korea gives the Chinese so much money? I mean, do you realize that China is North Korea's most important trading partner and main source of food and energy? I mean, let's be real here. I know that people in North Korea are starving, but China is helping sustain Kim Jong-un's regime and obviously is historically opposed to any type of international sanctions on North Korea. And who can blame China for not wanting North Korea's regime to collapse? Because if North Korea's regime collapses, let me tell you something, there's going to be an international refugee influx across China's 870-mile border. So I'm telling you right now, China, the war is coming to your backyard and you got a lot to lose. Now, I realize that North Korea's nuclear tests and ongoing missile launches aimed at bolstering their nuclear capabilities, I know that's complicating their relationship with Beijing. But listen to me, what you need to know is that money talks. And I just don't see China doing anything to help us, which is shocking to me, especially since World War III is coming to your backyard, China. So where does that leave us, the greatest country in the world? Because if China doesn't stop North Korea from building an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of nuking you, me, and millions of people, I'm telling you right now, we are going to see the end of the world as we know it. I'm talking sheer panic and utter chaos. And what about Hawaii? Aloha, Hawaii. I freaking love you, which is one of the greatest places in the world. I mean, did you hear that the state of Hawaii is actually bringing back its Cold War era nuclear warning sirens amid fears of a nuclear war? I mean, can you imagine being on your honeymoon in Hawaii? Hey, honey, let's have a Mai Tai and do a dance to that nuclear siren that we could hear in the background. I mean, are you kidding me? I love Hawaii. Bottom line is, I wouldn't mind surfing at grannies or S-turns or guardrails, eh, Mike? If, in fact, it's the end of the world. You see, I just don't believe that our president is going to have any other choice but to nuke North Korea within the next couple of months. Because my question is pretty simple for you this morning. How in the world can our president allow you, North Korea, to build a missile that's capable of annihilating our country? Think about that. Because this isn't Texas Hold'em, which means you can't allow your opponent sitting at the table to hit on the river and knock you out, which is exactly what North Korea is doing if we give them enough time to build a missile that is capable of annihilating us. Now, I realize that many of you, including my mom and a lot of dear friends, will respectfully disagree with me because you want diplomacy. You want more sanctions. You want more cyber security stuff done. Maybe you even want some espionage. However, regardless of what your opinion is, the issue is still the same this morning. Our president cannot wait for the rocket man to build a bomb that is capable of destroying you, me, and America. Or worse, you need to hear what I'm saying. We cannot wait for the rocket man to build a bunch of nuclear bombs and sell them to our enemies like Iran, Syria, ISIS, or some other crazy lunatic in the Middle East. Because I'm telling you right now, North Korea having a bunch of nukes is an awful concept that is going to happen. It's inevitable. So China, how can you sit idle and not do a damn thing? I mean, if you, China, don't help, let me tell you something about the $19 trillion that we have owed to our creditors. You're not going to get a penny, China. Not one penny. penny of that $19 trillion. And for those of you who believe sanctions aren't working, they're not. Because that evil dictator doesn't care about his people. He doesn't care if they starve or have parasites in their stomach. Hey, Mike, I think we need to call Dennis Rodman right now. You know why? We're desperate, man, and we need the help. Because the last time we checked, we've got a military that's struggling down there in the 7th Fleet of Japan, and I'm concerned. Can they really stop the nuke if it's coming? Because if just one of those nukes gets through, I'm telling you right now, it's over. So here's what I encourage you to do today. I encourage you to go to In-N-Out Burger and eat a double-double. And I encourage you to stick around because I've got a great show for you today because I'm bringing in our tax man. And we're going to talk about you and tax reform so you save money on your taxes. Plus, we're bringing in Megan Reeves to dissect the real estate market so you can live the American dream. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. David Sadat.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and you know what? I've got a great segment right now because I've got Bob in studio, my favorite tax person in the country, and that's you, Bob. Welcome and good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Bob, so let's talk about the sexiest words in the English dictionary. To you and I, that is tax reform, right? Our country finally has something huge to celebrate, and that is tax reform. Bob, tell me your thoughts on how tax reform is going to affect our lives in 2018.
Well, Ronnie, I think we know it's going to throw gasoline on the economy. It's going to be fantastic. The stock market's on fire. Last quarter was 3.3 in gross GDP. We're looking very good. This is just going to, as I said, it's going to throw gasoline on the economy. It should just take off screaming, more money in everybody's pockets. There's nothing wrong with it.
Now, Bob, you and I are optimistic, and you and I believe that taxpayers are going to rejoice because of the amount of money that will be saved when it comes time to paying the IRS. Let's talk about the biggest winners, Bob, and that's people like you, business owners. What are your thoughts on business owners and how they should feel this morning?
Well, yeah, business owners should feel real happy, Ronnie, and so should individual taxpayers. The only caveat I see in this tax bill is they didn't reduce the tax brackets. We still have 7 tax brackets.
Wait a minute, Bob. Are you saying that we still have 7 tax brackets like the 7 dwarfs?
That is absolutely correct. And in my humble opinion, we should have chopped that down to 4 as it was originally, but we got 7. We're stuck with it.
And so when you take a look at the top tax bracket, Bob, how much money do you believe wealthy Californians are going to save in 2018? I mean, literally, Bob, is this a $10,000, $20,000, $30,000? What are your thoughts on the actual monetary savings?
Well, it's in a percentage format here, Ronnie. You're looking at 39.5% was the highest. It's gone down to 37%. So you're going to save 2.5%, which, you know, if you're making $600,000, that's a lot of money.
Absolutely, Bob. And based on what's going on in our awesome economy, I believe you are going to see a lot more high-income taxpayers. All right, Bob, so now let's talk a little bit about the scenes behind this tax reform nightmare.
Well, we've got the usual, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi talking about how it's going to run the deficit up over the course of 10 years at $1.5 trillion. They've not taken into expansion of the tax rate and tax base and everything else. So, I mean, $1.5 trillion in 10 years. You got to remember, in the last 8 years, it went up $10 trillion.
And Bob, you and I know kids rule. I love you, Leah Deutsch, and I'm so proud of you for getting Dorothy. My question for you is, what about that child care tax credit? Because moms and dads are spending so much money to take care of the kids when they're off at work.
Well, this is going to get a little numbery, Ronnie, so I don't want to go too far with this, but this is going to expand the child tax credit here. The credit will be doubled to $2,000 for children under 17. It would also be available for high earners because the bill would raise the income threshold under which filers can get the full credit. So you're at about $200,000 for single parents, up from $75,000 today, and to $400,000 for married couples, which is up from $110,000.
Now, Bob, what is the goal of our president's tax plan? Can you just keep it simple? What are his goals, his mission statement, and what has he been preaching to those people in Congress?
Well, it's very simple. Tax relief for the middle class, simplify the tax code, grow the American economy, and so it doesn't add to our debt or our deficit.
And so when you talk about tax relief for the middle class, Bob, I mean, the middle class, you are the heart and soul of America. You pay for everyone and everything.
That's correct.
What are they going to do, Bob, for middle America? What do the numbers look like?
More jobs. That's key. So when you have that corporate tax rate come down, corporations expand, of course, more jobs, it's going to create more and a larger tax base. Of course, that's going to be tremendous for the middle class. There's no question about that. Lower your tax rates, simplify the taxes. It's a win-win situation.
Tax reform, right? We know that tax reform is sexy because the IRS is doing something nice. You ready, Bob? I just read that people who were adversely affected by the fire, they're getting a little break from the IRS. And the IRS doesn't give much breaks. What are your thoughts on this, Bob?
This is fantastic, Ronnie. The IRS is giving extensions for tax returns for these people that haven't filed all the way out to January 31st of 2018. Not only is this for people that are affected by the fire, this is for the firemen, the first responders, anyone that has anything to do with these wildfires that are in California right now.
Wow. Congratulations, IRS, for doing something great. Now let's look at the bigger picture of tax reform. You and I know, Bob, 30 million people have an STD, a sick tax disease. What is going to change for taxpayers who owe the IRS and who owe the Franchise Tax Board in 2018?
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to change. They're going to get on the phone. They're going to call OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010. And they're going to change their lives. They're going to call, get their free consultation, and we're going to go through every number with them to see what we can do to reduce this.
Because let's face it, the IRS has some outstanding tax programs, and I don't want to bore you. Taxes are sexy to me, however. What are some of those incredible tax programs that taxpayers can take advantage of if they're struggling with IRS debt?
Well, Ronnie, the most popular one that we have here is the Offer and Compromise program. You know, that's based upon your ability to pay, and it's based upon your assets. We also have a very good program called the Currently Non-Collectible program. Works very well for a lot of taxpayers who are absolutely breaking even, and they don't have any assets that they can sell to satisfy the tax debt. But there are also other ways to handle this, such as a partial pay installment arrangement. That really helps taxpayers. Also, it's based upon your ability to pay.
Bob, when you and I were at the largest law firm of its kind in the country, you and I saw people settle their liabilities for $20. I mean, those were so sexy. Tell me about some of the offers that you've had accepted over this past year for your clients.
Well, Ronnie, we have settled close to 40 offer and compromises this year with the Offer and Compromise program at OIC Tax Services. We have seen settlements as low as $50. That is correct, as low as $50. This is why people call us first. Go through the consultation, 1-800-695-3010. Call me. The consultation's free.
Now, Bob, at the end of the year, I encourage taxpayers to take a good look in the mirror and determine, are you overpaying on your taxes, or are one of you like those 70% of Americans who are addicted to their tax refunds? What should those people do, Bob?
Well, there's millions of people out there that have this. Not all people are going to call me and go through this with us, but we can analyze what your deductions are. We can analyze your previous year's tax return, see if we can possibly reduce what you're paying. Without us analyzing this for you, you have no idea. I want you to call me at 1-800-695-3010. Consultation's free, and of course, the advice is free also.
What about taxpayers who have failed to file their tax returns? I mean, I know it's been a crazy year, and sometimes there are legitimate reasons to filing late. How can you help people who have not filed tax returns, Bob?
Well, as we know, Ronnie, that's a giant yikes. You look down. You know these taxes have needed to be filed for many years. You don't know where to start. We can recreate your business expenses. We can recreate all of these tax returns for you. Get you into compliance. Then we can look at the resolution. Call me at the office, 1-800-695-3010. We can analyze these tax returns for you, and we can take a look at where you should be on your paycheck.
The thing that I love about you, Bob, is that you genuinely care about taxpayers, as do I. Here's the thing. Our radio show has been talking with you about lowering your taxes because it's not fair for you and your family to have to suffer and overpay the IRS and Franchise Tax Board. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stick around because I'm bringing on Jonathan Rose, our show's gold expert, so he can talk to you about owning gold and getting rich. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by Jonathan Rose and Capital Gold Group.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I might be the most excited I've ever been all year. And that is because I'm speaking with Jonathan Rose. As you know, Jonathan Rose is our radio show's gold and precious metals expert. But guess what? He's got a big secret for you today. Good morning, Jonathan, and happy holidays.
Oh, good morning, Ronnie. Happy holidays to you. And I love the festive time. It's always great. I have twins that are 4 years old, so it's also an exciting time of the year for me and definitely keeping me on my toes.
I'll tell you, Jonathan, you are such a blessed man. Children around the holidays, man, that is my favorite joy. So I want to share with you what Jonathan just whispered in my ear. It's huge. Jonathan, everyone knows you as the gold and precious metals expert, but you just told me a secret, and I want you to share the secret with the world.
Well, absolutely, and thank you for giving me a lead up into this, because it really is a subject that's on everyone's lips these days in the news. What can it be? And folks, you know, you've probably heard the term Bitcoin throw out there quite a lot recently, or cryptocurrencies. Well, we've actually partnered up with some of the industry's leading companies out there, and we're actually now able to offer clients, investors, the ability to purchase cryptocurrencies and hold them within their IRA or 401k. So if you're new to cryptocurrencies, you're probably thinking, you know, what is Bitcoin? People don't still to this day really understand what Bitcoin is. It started off as a peer-to-peer platform, as another form of payment instead of using US dollars. And really, it's evolved from there with what's known as this blockchain technology. And blockchain technology is here to stay because large banking institutions are now implementing blockchain technology. And really, what is blockchain technology? It's really a more sophisticated level of a ledger. Imagine if you're a bookkeeper, it's an electronic ledger service that really isn't backed or controlled by one person, but it's controlled by user to user. It's a sophisticated process, but the end result is being an explosion in the cryptocurrency world. And people are now buying digital assets that's a decentralized currency, such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Litecoin. And these are also known as initial coin offerings. And as they come onto the market, you'll see the price of them continue to rise. Now, a lot of people may not know what Bitcoin is, but what they have heard is how that had they invested $100 in Bitcoin in 2007, that they'll be worth, they'll be millionaires today. And that's 100% correct. A lot of people say that, you know, Bitcoin is in a bubble and it's just a fad. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not a fad. Is it in a bubble? Well, you could make the same argument for equities markets because that's been going up, you know, second longest bull run in history. So, you know, we could see some valuations of Bitcoin go up and down, but it's definitely here to stay. And if you haven't done so already, and you want to know, you know, what is Bitcoin? What is this blockchain technology about? How to invest in Bitcoins in your IRAs or 401ks? Then you could actually give us a call today and get our free e-guide, which is the essential starter guide to investing in cryptocurrencies in your IRA or 401k. And they can get that when they just give us a call at 800-200-4653. Again, folks, that's 800-200-4653. And they can learn how to put Bitcoin and digital currencies into their IRA and 401k. And you want to be a part of this.
Now, for those of you just joining us, you seriously need to roll down your window and scream, hallelujah. And that is because I have Jonathan Rose in studio talking to you about Bitcoins and cryptocurrency. And Jonathan, you are giving me goosebumps. What I want to know, tell me about the valuations of these Bitcoins. Tell me your thoughts on the future of Bitcoins, because this is revolutionary for IRAs and 401k plans.
It really is. I mean, if you're looking at Bitcoin prices today, you're looking at over $18,000 for a Bitcoin. So, you know, some people may say, well, I can't afford one Bitcoin. You know, you can purchase it in fractional elements too. But the main thing is really understanding how to buy it, because, you know, our gold clients, you know, I've actually fought Bitcoin, investing in Bitcoin for some time. I started following it when it was about $3,000 for Bitcoin. Now it's at $18,000. And I think the tipping point for me last year was, you know, we have lots of people that buy precious metals from us. And then when you've got your 80-plus year old client that's asking us, how do I invest in Bitcoin? You kind of have to pay attention, because Bitcoin just isn't for millennials. It's really for anybody that wants to get in on the next wave of opportunity out there to make money. Now, in terms of where Bitcoin can go from here and other cryptocurrencies, in my opinion, there's only one way it can go, and that's up. And some of the largest, brightest financial minds out there are saying $40,000 for Bitcoin, $50,000 for Bitcoin. You know, even the government has weighed in on Bitcoin and have understood that it's here to stay, and they even want a piece of action on it. And that's why they've let the Chicago Board of Exchange open up futures contracts for these traders to start actually trading it. So this isn't something that's going to be here today, gone tomorrow. In the infancy of Bitcoin, it actually got a lot of bad rap, because it was kind of, people thought, oh, it's just for drug dealers to launder money, or it's payment. And you know what? It got, you know, like George Foreman gave them a left hook and they went down, but they came back up, and it's been evolving and evolving. And it wasn't about the laundering the money or buying, you know, illegal goods online. It's much, much more than that. And it's really kind of taken its own kind of form, and it's evolved. Big banks are using this technology. Traders are trading it. Everybody wants in on Bitcoin. They just don't know how to do it. So we've made it very simple, where if somebody has an IRA, we roll over their IRA, because this, folks, is IRS compliant. The IRS have signed off on this. So you roll over your existing IRA like you do right now, tax-free. We would help that individual set up a new custodian. And then once your funds are liquid, we take you to the exchanges, and then you can actually buy your cryptocurrencies. And whether you're looking for a conservative portfolio, a moderate or aggressive, depending on what your risk tolerance is, you know, the world evolves. And you can either be a part of that, or you can just sit on the sidelines and watch it. And I can tell you right now that I would say that cryptocurrencies is probably going to be one of the most significant changes in our society today, and especially when it comes to investing and being a part of this, what I call the blockchain revolution and the Bitcoin revolution, on holding digital currencies in your IRA, which is already IRS compliant and has been signed off by the IRS, that you are allowed to put cryptocurrencies in your IRA or 401k. Again, if you want more information on this, feel free to call us at 800-200-4653. That's 800-200-4653, and go to our website at cryptowalletira.com.
Wow, Jonathan, you just lit up your unbelievable discussion about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoins. And I got to tell you something. I love change. I love big waves. Everyone who knows me knows that I get on my surfboard and I surf because Eddie would go. Well, you just heard Jonathan, and Jonathan Rose would go, and he's encouraging all of you to consider Bitcoins, especially as it relates to rolling it into your IRAs and 401k plan. Remember, our goal at the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is to educate you and your family on how you can live a better life, live the American dream, and make more money. After all, you just learned one of the greatest lessons in life. And you know what that is? The stock market is gonna go down, people, but gold is something that you can depend on. It's safe, it's secure, and it's tangible, as Jonathan Rose so eloquently explained. Why shouldn't you make more money when everyone else is? All right, everybody, I know I get crazy when I speak with Jonathan Rose, but I can't help myself. As you can imagine, I've got an incredible show going on. That's because we're going to talk about that video of the 11-year-old boy who was bullied. 20 million hits later. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by social media expert Elizabeth Vanover.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And before we get started on this last segment, I want to remind you to go to RonnieDeutschRadio.com to hear any of our previous radio shows or check out our amazing experts. All right, I've got a really big question to ask you this morning. You ready? Do you hate bullies? Because I personally despise bullies, especially bully politicians, bully prosecutors, and bully judges who abuse their positions of power on your dime. And let me tell you something. Our beautiful state of California is riddled with some of the worst bullies on the judicial bench and in the Senate. Now, you know how I feel about incompetent and corrupt politicians, so don't even get me started. However, what I want to talk to you about this morning is that young kid in Tennessee whose bullying video went viral. Because in my opinion, it takes tremendous courage to stand up and tearfully talk about being bullied in school by five very cruel idiot middle school kids, especially when you're being recorded by your mom. Now, I know you've heard the saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. You see, that famous saying first appeared in the Christian Reporter way back in 1862, which means it's time to update the phrase to reflect your life and what's really going on in 2017. That's why I made a couple of revisions to this famous saying, and here it goes. You ready? Sticks and stones will break my bones, and your guns and nuclear bombs will kill me. And your mean words can hurt me really badly and might even cause me to kill myself. You see, I like the updated version of that phrase a hell of a lot better than the version that first appeared in the Christian way back in the dinosaur era, 1862. Because the last time I checked, suicide from bullying was the third leading cause of death for our youth, which is sickening, unbelievable, and absolutely disheartening to me. After all, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem, so you don't get a mulligan. I know many of you have seen the video as well, and you've also seen the backlash that Keaton and his mom have received. In fact, Keaton's video was viewed more than 22 million times, and it's just heartbreaking to watch. After all, chances are pretty good that you've been bullied, and your kids have been bullied, and your neighbor's kids have been bullied, and your friend's kids have been bullied, and their kids have been bullied too. Because bullying is a frickin' epidemic in our country, and something needs to change. You see, I believe that bullying is only getting worse in the years ahead. unless you and our country changes its rhetoric from that ugly, mean-spirited stuff to loving, kind, and encouraging like you, Mom. I love my mom so much. Not only did Keaton's mom post this video, she also started a GoFundMe page that raised approximately $58,000 to help Keaton and his mom live a better life. After all, Keaton's mom cleans houses and offices for a living so she can support her son and put bacon on the table. Listen, my mom worked 3 jobs when I was a kid, and we were so poor we had to collect bottles. So I understand why Keaton's mom did this. And as you can imagine, scores of celebrities and other really good people came to this 11-year-old's defense, with some celebrities even inviting him to movie premieres, football games, basketball games, and baseball games, which is really cool. I want to go on the record right now and invite you, Keaton. Come on out here to California. My treat, I'll take you surfing. Well, the warm, fuzzy feelings, they ended pretty quickly after the video came out because some people questioned the mother's motive for setting up a GoFundMe account. You see, I personally think setting up a GoFundMe account was a brilliant way to help Keaton and his mom have a better life. After all, this is America, the greatest country in the world, the land of opportunities, and unfortunately, bullies, and corrupt politicians, and corrupt judges, and corrupt senators. Now, as you can imagine, most moms and dads hated what happened to Keaton, as do I. However, most moms and dads didn't like the fact that that GoFundMe account was set up. You see, unfortunately, the controversy for Keaton and his mom, it didn't end there, because critics started questioning Keaton's mom again when racist photos and messages from her Facebook page started making rounds on ugly social media. And as you can imagine, the post reportedly showed Keaton's mom holding a Confederate flag, criticizing those speaking out about racism. So what was really a rallying call to stop bullying is now a witch hunt against this 11-year-old kid, Keaton, and his mom. Hey, man, welcome to America, the land of you're wrong and I'm right. So my question for you this morning is pretty simple. Should Keaton be punished and bullied more by his idiot middle school classmates because his mom may be a bigot? And if Keaton's mom is a bigot, my follow-up question for you is this. Should you and I sit quietly and allow idiot kids to bully other kids if that kid's mom or dad is a bigot? Because if that is the case, I have very bad news for you this morning. We are gonna see 20 to 30 million kids get bullied, which is gonna lead to even higher suicide rates. Now, my point here is pretty obvious. You see, Keaton is an 11-year-old victim of bullying. So you know what he needs? He needs your support. He needs your love. Not backlash and more bullying because his mom might be a bigot. I mean, even if you think the worst of his mother, how can you allow kids to continue to hurt and abuse him or other kids? Because Keaton is just a kid, right? Do you remember what it was like to be 11? Because I do. And when I was 11, you know what I did? I played baseball every day outside at 17146 Goya Street in Granada Hills. And I was the first girl in the entire state of California to play boys' little league baseball with studs like you, Jeff Weatherby, you, Phil Lombardi, and you, Paul Oates. You see, I was bullied plenty because I was the only girl playing baseball, and I was really good. In fact, these guys even threw the baseball at my head when I was in the batter's box. My point here is simple. You see, we need to empower children, kids, our youth, to stand up to bullies. So you know what that means? You, moms and dads, You got to put your phone down. You got to turn the cell device off. You got to get off the computer. You know why? Your kids are starving for attention. Your kids need love. They need tenderness. They need support. They need guidance. They need to live their lives by your example. So what kind of person are you? I'm being serious this morning. I know it's a deep topic, but who are you? You see, I despise bullies, as I said at the beginning of this segment, and I hope you do too. However, how can you and I rid our great state, our great country, of bullies? We can. It's possible. You, however, have got to change. Yeah, you have to change. You got to watch what you say around your kids. You got to watch what you say around your coworkers. You got to watch what you say around your dogs, man. Because your dogs are listening to you. Your children are listening to you. Your coworkers are listening to you. I mean, look what's going on in this world. We've got a sexual harassment revolution, which means you're being heard. You're being watched. So listen, can you do me a favor? Can you please be kinder to the kids in your life and in your friends' lives as well? All right, the last thing I want to do today is I want to take a minute to congratulate one of my all-time favorite rock and roll bands, and that's you, the Cars, for being elected into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let the good times roll on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Want to be a featured expert on a future segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show? In order to share your unique expertise, please call my producer Mike at 888-919-4009 to see if you're a good fit for the show.